And to really take care of her, to take care of the Chinese lady, to actually do something for her. And so I gave a lot more attention to my body. It took a lot more of my space and room. And it must have made a difference because there was a dream, a follow-up dream. She was happier now. Her husband was taking her out for ice cream. So somehow I was giving her a treat. It was a treat for her. And I began to be more whole. In other words, as I began to take care of that other inside and make that part of me, something in me became more than it had been. And I feel that is what I'm talking about when I talk about the gesture toward the inferior function. And that's what I talk about in terms of integrity and depth. Now, I realize that for each of you, the starting point will be different. There are 8 possible ones. So if you, for instance, have introverted thinking, the gesture you might have to make and that the otherness that might come up from within you is an extroverted feeling that's been neglected. Or if you have introverted intuition, as was the case with Jung, you know how much of Jung was spent through doing physical things, how much he insists on realizing the unconscious by painting it or sculpting it. How much it was important to him to build Bollingen and live close to nature and closely observe nature and work with his hands. All that extroverted, and build sandcastles on the Lake of Zurich. We did that, lots of hands-on stuff with Jung. That was Jung's way of getting down from his introverted intuitive head and get into something that was real enough to enable him to experience the psyche. But how wrong, on the other hand, if we impose that as the condition for all the rest of you? Because that's just Jung's way of getting to it. Mine was through introverted sensation. Another of you might have introverted sensation as the superior. And for you, getting into something that involves extroverted intuition might be taking some risks and going outside. For someone who has extroverted thinking, it often is the hard thing is getting into introverted feeling. In a way, that's one of the painful journeys that Enlightenment culture has taken. When in the myth of progress, everybody was supposed to be a white man. And painfully to recognize, and it's been hard for the culture to recognize, that there are introverted feeling values, and that maybe not everybody can be a white man, not everyone even feels like being a white man, and yet that introverted feeling counts for something too. It's not all about whether the lawn is mown and so forth. It's there are other things. Eight possible starting points. Introverted intuition, extroverted intuition, extroverted feeling, introverted thinking, and extroverted sensation, introverted sensation, each with its opposite in the unconscious. So 8 possible spines. And therefore 8 ego self axes, and I would say 8 little S selves. Because to me that line between superior and inferior function is a good way to define the experience of the little S self, a kind of permanent tension of opposites between what we're worst at and what we're best at. It's a very alive thing if you feel it. A lot of people split it. They can't stand the shame that goes with the inferior function, so they keep it a great secret from themselves, try to live out of the superior function only. Not a few of those people end up in 12-step programs, because anyone who's had an alcohol problem or a substance abuse problem will tell you how frightened and alone one feels, how much one hides that secret vulnerability and tries to buoy up the superior function, all the time, or quiet down the anxieties around the inferior function by taking some kind of drug or something. And so that one tries to, and then the 12th step makes one accept one's inferiority for the first time, accept one's powerlessness, and that begins the healing process. Yes. You keep marrying the inferior function. To avoid marrying that myself. It's just so marvelous. Woman says, I keep marrying my inferior function to avoid having to work on it myself. I think that's extremely common. It's amazing how husbands and wives divide the labor that way, and happens all the time. And to some degree, I think it works if you've done some work on the inferior function, and then your inferior function has a friend and a supporter in that development. But if it's just if you're just passing it off to the other person, either because you don't want to deal with it yourself, or it may be if the inferior function involves taking out the trash and you are skillful enough to marry someone who likes to take out the trash, well, it works for a while, but it sure stops development. I don't see anything wrong with marrying someone. I see a lot of advantages, provided one is also working on it oneself. It's all the difference. But the point of all this is that the dreams that come may be trying to get us to take this axis seriously. Because it is, in my opinion, only through that access that we gain access, A-C-C-E-S-S, to the wider self. That really is the port of entry. And there are a lot of fascinating things we can do with our typology, over to the side and in the shadow. There are just 1,000 trips we can take. But if the trip we're talking about is the trip of realizing the bigger S self, we're best positioned to do so when we have this. Now, a bit later in my own development, after I had given enough attention to the problem of the inferior function, I had a dream which again seemed to me to be a marker that is a little bit later in stage than just the discovery of the Chinese laundress. And this time, I was looking at a ceramic cup that looked a bit like a Japanese cup that might be used in the tea ceremony. It had a kind of baked enamel, sort of red and black would be the colors of the cup, and the enamel would be sort of baked. And at the very bottom of the cup, baked in through some kind of firing process, was the image of a woman. This time it seemed pretty much a Japanese image, but again it was an Asian image. And you could sort of make out the woman's face. Now the cup had been fired quite a bit, and so the image was fairly dark, and there was a question at first, has there been too much fire? Has it been maybe cooked a little too long? But as I looked, I felt, no, this is okay. You can see the image, and it seems like it's supposed to have a certain darkness. It's not all bright. So apparently, we are dealing here not just with the feminine, but with some integration of shadow in the process of going through whatever alchemical fire I had been going through. And I was looking at that, and I just looked at that, and when I woke, I thought to myself, this is my cup. This is my containing capacity. As an analyst, I have the job of containing the unconscious products. It certainly wasn't a great cauldron that could hold everything, but it was a cup. And this cup could hold. And interestingly, after that, I found that I really did have more containing capacity on a daily basis.